This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Angry, and he will feed them whatever they want to keep that anger going. And you see it in the rallies. He actually calls for, you know, this kind of outrage to, and take it out against the media, take it out against immigrants, take it out against whomever you want. That's what he does. He keeps stirring this up. But you have to stay at it. You have to stay at it. There's no other way.
Bring the fact checking up to 11.
Well, if you can. I mean, if you can. If you don't break through, we're going to have, we are in it right now. It might be the last stage of a civil war. The last battle is being fought. Hopefully it won't be fought physically. But we are more divided than we ever have been. And we've got a president who is backed up by media. The presidents have always spewed propaganda. Liberals, Democrats.
So he then goes on, Rob Reiner, meathead. Of Archie Bunker, guy worth $500 million, who's trying to cause civil war in this country, to say that the president runs the media and that the media is behind him and it's got to stop. He goes on to say, thank God, we'll play this next segment. The video's up on InfoWars.com. It's at the very beginning. It's the first thing they say. He goes, well, first off, thank God Alex Jones is banned off Facebook, which isn't true. They're just creating that idea as a wave to get everybody else to start deplatforming us to create a stampede. How incredibly dangerous is that? And then they claim the president is attacking the media and Brian Stelter on CNN and MSNBC, all the establishment channels, the globalist Chi-Com, big mega bank channels. They are the globalist state-run systems. They say that President Trump is calling for violence. No, the media says kidnap his son, rape him, go out and attack him, hashtag hunt Republicans. The New York Times says here's where they play baseball and don't have security. They're the ones saying, hey, Rand Paul, you know, he can be beaten. Look at what just happened last year with his ribs getting broken. That's in the news today. Up on InfoWars.com. So much violence, I can't even cover it. Our crew, four crew members, were in Portland yesterday where thousands of patriots showed up and Antifa still tried to attack them physically. And they're right now, we have live feeds on InfoWars.com with four of our reporters in Berkeley covering it all. So tune into that live if you'd wish. It's also being archived later after it's not live. It's just that we are a multimedia news and information platform, bringing you unfiltered, unvarnished truth so you can make a decision about where you stand and where what you want to do. Now, that said, Stelter's saying that there's going to be all this violence, and that's the talking point the last 6 months. There's going to be terror attacks on the media because of Trump. When they're the ones opening the borders, they're the ones supporting ISIS, Al-Qaeda, they're the ones supporting all this stuff. But I kept saying, will they let a crazy in? Or will they let an event happen? Or will they false flag? But I said last week, they're such cowards, they won't actually cook something up against themselves. But now there's a phone call to C-SPAN anybody could make threatening CNN, which is the only card they've got is to play the martyr or the victim. It's the only card they've got. So that C-SPAN clip's coming up after I play you Rob Reiner. The guy saying we're in the last battle of the Civil War, rise up. He hopes it isn't violent when their own Antifa funded by George Soros and others is violent. And I point out the left says we're in a civil war. Rob Reiner said July 4th is the time to launch it. I report it. Stelter didn't tell you that. They said Jones just made it up. He claims the North and South are going to line up, Ulysses S. Grant, Robert E. Lee, and kill each other on July 4th. Look, it didn't happen. didn't say that, scumbag, and you didn't show where I said it because you are fake news. You're very fake news, but you're bigger than fake news. You're a globalist intelligence op trying to kill America and the First Amendment. You are the enemy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
This is the first time that you have mainstream media essentially divided into two halves, so that you have Fox, Breitbart, Sinclair, and Alex Jones, which has now been taken off of Facebook, thank God.
So, you got a guy worth $500 million, it's reported, who's got all his media outlets, and he wants Texas American citizen Alex Jones shut up. Because he wants to go on MSNBC and CNN like the big, dirty, race-baiting, racist, globalist Nazi he is. Just like Soros, another Nazi-serving, race-baiting, evil, dirty piece of garbage. Saw the Dinesh D'Souza's film last night, The Death of a Nation, and he thought he showed Soros saying he worked for Hitler. He shows Soros on 60 Minutes saying he would do it again. It was great. It was happy-making. You know how pissed Soros gets when that goes out. All these attacks on me, I've been told. Let Islam invade America. Let us transsexualize your kids. And don't say Soros is a Nazi, and you will be left alone. You know what I said? Feel your hand, just like in True Grit, but it wasn't a movie. It was real. Metaphysically. Politically. So they're going to say, Jones threatens Rob Reiner with a gun. No, I'm saying, like True Grit, got four guys. They say, designed to take you in alive or kill you right now. And they say, I just see a fat man, one-eyed fat man. He goes, all right, we'll see what happens at the end of this. And I mean that politically, metaphysically, as an allegory. They're going to edit that. It'll be in the New York Times front page tomorrow because they are Decepticons. It's what they do. But I was saying we are politically defeating them, and it's high noon for everyone. We have four reporters on the ground in Berkeley, California, where Antifa swore no free speech for libertarians or Christians or conservatives are allowed. They beat up prayer vigils in the streets. They are the most fascistic people I've seen in my lifetime that wasn't in a history book or on some newsreel. They were at the incredible Patriot prayer vigil in Portland, where thousands and thousands showed up, and Antifa didn't know what to do. They followed our reporters to their cars and threatened to attack them. That video's up on InfoWars.com. We're going to have Millie Weaver, who was at the Ohio Trump rally, where they would spit and yell at Trump supporters coming in to even see it and yell and scream as true fundamental bullies. We have that footage coming up. She's going to be joining us. It is simply amazing. We have Maduro, who is a dictator. And I saw the footage this morning of the drone attack. There is no drone. There is no missiles. The fire department said no, a gas line blew up in a building a couple blocks away. Now, was it a false flag or was it him out there with his police state, communist, all lined up, and then nothing happened? There was something blew up inside a rotting gas line. somebody burned food they were cooking. We don't know. He goes, I'm under drone attack, martial law, arrest all my political opponents. Because that's the reality of what's happening. And this is what Sean Penn and Bernie Sanders, they told us the way to do it is Venezuela. Like Cuba, like Russia, like China, like North Korea. And so when they saw Maduro with all the armor around him, and they put up the bulletproof stuff and they ran, the wicked flee when none pursue. In fact, let Bernie Sanders read a Bible verse. This is a Bible verse here. The wicked flee, though no one pursue, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. There you go. Just like you see with Antifa, they flee. Except one valiant Antifa beat up a man who says that he has a neurological disorder, a Hispanic man on a walker. And they come over on camera and beat him in the head. White meth heads do. The white meth heads are the heroes. Like in Russia, when they would kick the brains out of the Christians and rape their women in Ukraine and Poland. I honeymooned there, by the way, in the 70s. I loved seeing what we were able to do to you Christians. And we're going to do it more. I am a psychotic killer, Bernie Sanders. Metaphysically. I'm so upset by how degenerate and inbred and ugly and hunchback and satanic I am that if I could just destroy all of you, I would feel like a big boy. Because the wicked flee when none pursue. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against it. And now, you face that. I'm sorry, that's just one little area. That is a ripoff of Rush Limbaugh. So we're going to be doing all of that. Even mainstream news says, looks like Maduro staged a false flag. I know what even what that term was 20 years ago. I wonder what's been happening. See, we're already light years ahead of them. Whatever moves they make on us, because they're just servile followers of evil, they can't even imagine what we've already done. So, coming up next, though, after the break, must see the monster of all false flags coming. That was me in February 28, 2018. Here's another one just in June, a few months ago. Is CNN planting a false flag to blame Trump? Infowars.com. Because you can see them going, well, we're not saying kill Trump every 5 minutes. We're saying we're victims when he criticizes and calls liars. He's going to cause violence. So I said, how do the cowards at CNN, MSNBC, ABC, you name it, when some leftist goes in, you know, that's mad that he lost a lawsuit with somebody and shoots somebody at a newspaper, they blame it on Trump and me. So how are they going to be the victims? And it'll be a false flag. But I said, they're such cowards, and they know we're watching them. So I said, you know, will it be like threats or something? And sure enough, the phone call sounds totally staged. It's coming up next segment where they threaten Stelter and one other booby, that just means pirate, over at the Communist News Network. And they're just like, whoa, look, the calls of violence when you're everywhere under your own names in mainstream media, in corporate media, calling for Trump to be assassinated. Somebody bring me my folder in here. It's a little manila folder. Thank you. Now that I've made that point here, let me tell you what else is coming up. A tech giants teetering on the top of market collapse, which they may do to themselves just to bring Trump down, as our good friend Bill Maher said, destroy America, bankrupt it. He's got $100 million. He wants you to be poor to learn to lick his big old greasy boots. Also, why won't Saudi Arabia and Qatar take refugees? They won't take one, but want Europe to take another 10 million. Ask Polish MP. That's coming up. Spain becoming third world. American tourists attacked by migrants speaks out in a shock video where they're beating up a woman, a bunch of North African invaders. He tries to protect her. They attack him. So that's all coming up. That's on newswars.com. So did they launch a false flag? That, even mainstream media says the evidence points towards nothing happened. They just saw a gas thing blow up across the street, so they got scared and ran off. It made them look weak. So then he just claims, oh, it's a drone attack to arrest everybody. Bill Clinton, spokesman, we've never had
a president incapable of telling the truth like this. So now Bill Clinton's like, it's time for you to tell the truth. You know, you claim you get the growth rate to 3%, it's 4.1. You claim you try to secure the border, you did it. You claim you start pulling out of Syria, you did it. You claim you bring back thousands of factories, you did it. You claim you pull out of the TPP, you did it. I mean, you claim that you would do all these thousands of things. You've already done like 500 of them. And I just want to say that you are a liar. I am the truth. In the Encyclopedia Britannica or in the definition of Webster's Dictionary, when you look at truth, I did not have sex with that woman. Okay. And read my lips, no new taxes, as George W. Bush, my good buddy, said. And, of course, Obama and the rest of them that wrote Obamacare to screw you over. God almighty, it's so good right now. Feeling real good. Thank you, Lord. We've got President Clinton to tell us when he's not flying around on Jerry Epstein's pedophile plane or, you know, doing deals on rapes. Or selling us out to China. Thank God he told us about truth. I learned at the knee of Bill Clinton about truth. Oh, Bill Clinton, thank you. Oh, Bill Clinton. Don't visit Infowars.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, we've got the Democrats and the globalists constantly saying that Trump is violent and that Trump's going to cause blood by pointing out they're liars. You read these headlines from The Hill, it's Trump. I, and then it says, quote, unquote, destroy careers of Republicans who say bad things about me. But he didn't actually say it. When you go watch the video, which we have of what he said, you can read the transcript of The Hill. They just think you won't actually click on it. He goes on to say, they attack me, they lie about me in the press. All we do is punch back, and then they go down the tubes. So he didn't say, I destroy the careers of Republicans. You challenge Emperor Palpatine, you will be destroyed. It's kind of an Emperor Palpatine meets Cobra Commander. You challenge Cobra Commander, you will be destroyed. It is I, Cobra Commander, who are in control of these operations. I am the mastermind, not you. Then you actually read what he said. It has no semblance. He says, I only destroy their career because they said bad things about me and you. Fight back, and they go down the tubes, and that's okay, he said. How do you get 100% of anything? This is Trump. We always have somebody who says, I don't like Trump. I don't like our president. He destroyed my career. He goes on, I only destroy their career because they said bad things about me, and you fight back, and you go down the tubes after that. Okay. Yeah, Trump's super nice to them, and they call him a Nazi and all these other lies, and the Republicans try to join with mainstream media because they're too dumb to see that people are totally turned against it, or they hedge bets. And then Trump counters back and goes, oh, crazy Bernie. Boy, he loves socialism. Man, that's crazy. What a weirdo. You got to give him credit, though. He just keeps coming. Headline, Trump says he shouldn't have any free speech, calls for violence. I go, wow, let me look at the clip. Oh, crazy Bernie. Boy, I got to hand it to him. Keeps coming back. I mean, it's like they're exercising lies to, like, try to get you to accept them or something. I had this New York Times writer come visit me Friday. I finally talked to one of them just to, I take her in the air in the next few weeks before they put out their hit piece. And I just kept going, wait, your article has these quotes. I didn't say that. Here's what I really said. He just kept, that's your opinion, isn't it? Like a cult. And they got Trevor Noah and these other people saying, no one's socialist. It doesn't exist. That's coming up. You're crazy. Okay. We're like, no, socialism's all over the world. It's failed. It's bad. And the Democrats are pushing it. And it's 55% of millennials and Gallup polls support it. And you've got this Alexandria Cortez and Bernie and all of them. And they go, no, we don't. No, we don't. And they do this gaslighting like I've got a 70 IQ. But what it really makes me, it does get to me, though, that they're so whacked out that they think, because they're used to preying on dumb people, that's everybody. I got to do this justice. I'll do it in the next segment. But this whole thing where they hype up everybody's about to kill us while they're saying kill Trump. And then clearly it's a fake phone call. Just like our own State Department says they think it's fake. Even CNN thinks it's fake. That Maduro actually got attacked by a drone because there's hundreds of cameras and there's no damn drone. There's no bombs. There's no missiles. He's like, drones attacked with missiles and we're bombing the podium. It ain't on the video, Jack. It's like watching the Kentucky Derby and telling me a particular horse ran. I'm like, I don't even see that horse in the race, brother. Or it's like telling me LeBron James just threw a three-pointer for the Spurs. He ain't on the Spurs. There's no video of it. It's crazy. So I haven't figured out their psychological warfare stuff. I think they're delusional. I think they're whacked out. I think they're in their own bubbles, propped up by Carlos Slim at the New York Times and Bezos at the Washington Post. Says, man, the stuff they write about me doesn't even make me feel bad. They'd write lies about me 10 years ago, and I'd get a little upset. Now this stuff's so crazy, they got me, you know, wearing Hitler shoes and, you know, trying to rape male employees. But then the male employee says, in my mind, the male employee says, he never said anything gay. I just felt like it. Headline, Jones gay grooming. Never said anything gay, but, you know, he telepathically heard it. Like you walk into a restaurant and they go, would you like a glass of iced tea? And you're like, you bastard. You just said you want me to piss in your face. And you're like, no, I just said iced tea. So, man, these people have gone crazy. If you go to any leftist event, they have radicalized and gone insane, and they live in big compact cities, and they spend half their time on TVs and phones, and their IQs are dropping. All the studies show they're 6 more times likely to steal, 9 times more likely to not give to charity. They have collectively gone cuckoo cocoa puff, and they're not liberals. They are crazy people. And this is a societal crisis because you've got big governments and big corporations and the communist Chinese, I'm going to show you, even mainstream news admitting they've taken over the media, putting in psychological warfare that they execute you for in China. And by the way, I don't want to execute people for the psychological warfare stuff they get them to do. But you will not see one article in Hollywood or anywhere about China executes you if you're gay. First time they catch you admitting you're gay, 10 years work camp. Second time, execution. And again, I'm not up here like virtue signaling for gay people or something. I'm not even into what you do in your own life. It's actually kind of like a domineering, weird thing that people try to obsess over what they're into sexually all day. It's like, dude, don't you do that at home at night or whatever? I mean, I don't like walk around the office going, I'm a heterosexual and I got 4 kids and women really think I'm awesome. And, you know, you need to try heterosexuality right now. We need to teach your 5-year-olds about it. I don't do that. Because, see, heterosexuality is not about 5-year-olds. It's about procreation. And I'm not saying being homosexual is about kids because there were heterosexual pedophiles. I'm saying, do you understand that? Like it's not that I'm obsessed with it because I'm not obsessed with knowing how to put gas in my car or how to grow a garden in the backyard. It's all part of life. And the fact that the globalists are obsessed with it shows their obsession with the human processes. But here's what's coming up. We've got what I think is clearly the preparation for a false flag against MSNBC or CNN that I've already warned up months ago. And they're already priming the pump for it. We're going to play this incredible call that sounds as fake as a $3 bill. And then we're going to get into the video of Maduro and what even mainstream news is calling a false flag. Because there's no evidence. The fire department says no drones or bombs and no missiles. Like, there's no missiles, there's no drones. It's like a gas line blew up in some apartment. Some smoke, maybe an oil fire. Again, like somebody was cooking a piece of fish or chicken and, you know, some smoke came out the window. But now he needs martial law all over Venezuela right on time.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines.
CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
But this is the first time that you have mainstream media essentially divided into two halves, so that you have Fox, Breitbart, Sinclair, and Alex Jones, which has now been taken off of Facebook, thank God, trafficking in another narrative. And so, you know, when shock and awe with these guys, the 4 journalists who got the truth out during the run-up to the war, they were facing headwinds of patriotism, the trauma of 9/11, but they weren't facing the headwinds that real journalists who are working very hard now to get the truth out, which is this cement block a wall that they cannot penetrate with the truth. And that's the scary part.
Donald Trump ran on this, and it was effective. He said that, you know, the media doesn't represent regular people. Hollywood doesn't represent regular people. We are completely out of touch with regular people. And it worked to his advantage. How, as somebody who speaks in the media often, as someone who produces films like Shock and Awe?
So there's a guy that's made billions of dollars, who's worth $500 million, Rob Reiner in Hollywood, this total elite, is saying, thank God Alex Jones has been taken off Facebook, which isn't true. They just put some false announcements out there and banned an ABC video I put up of a kid punching a guy four times. He pushes the kid down. They ran a whole hoax on YouTube and Facebook saying, I beat up a kid. Forbes ran it. Wall Street Journal. I mean, I've been with lawyers this whole weekend getting ready to file suit. And I believe me, I'm not a litigious guy. I have to start suing. Because they will not stop. Ban Alex Jones. He beat up a kid. That's Forbes. They mean business. So you need to understand that's what's going on. And there's Rob Reiner that says we're in a civil war as well. He said that in the same interview. That we need to launch a civil war. And he hopes it doesn't get too violent. Even though Hollywood's financing all this violence. These people are pigs. You turn on any Hollywood movie now that's contemporarily based, it's all about race war, all about whites being evil. These people are predators, ladies and gentlemen. Horrible, sick predators trying to block our president. Now, I've said this last year, late last year, and I've said it this year, and here are the videos. Must see the mother of all false flags is coming. That's on InfoWars.com, and CNN is planning false flag to blame Trump, ? And I go into how every one of their brainwashers is saying Trump criticizing us is going to cause a terror attack in America against the media. Now, they're the ones saying hashtag hunt Republicans. They're the ones, you know, all over saying resist. They're the ones saying overthrow. They're the ones saying he's a Nazi, rape baron, kidnapping. I mean, everybody's seen the main editorials, the case for rioting, the case for insurrection, Newsweek, Time. But Stelter, little New York Times bot, he crawls out from under a rock and says, oh, my God, we're going to have terror attacks. I'm going to play that clip second. But because he said that last week, right on time, somebody calls in to C-SPAN. See, this is how false flags work. Our own State Department, Colombia and others are saying Maduro in Venezuela is a dictator. The country's been collapsing for 5-6 years completely. They have 1,000,000% inflation. You know, that means a dollar is now $1,000,000. It's nearing Zimbabwe level. It's worse than the Weimar Republic, Germany. That's pre-Hitler. So everybody's saying there's no drone. I'll cover that next, but first we'll play these. There's no proof. It looks like a little gas main blew up. There's a little bit of fire in a building down the street. Now he's now, martial law has been announced. He's arresting everybody. There's no proof. The fire department said it didn't happen. You don't see the drone in all the videos we're going to show. But leftist media is saying, shut up, State Department. Don't say it was staged. When all they did was question it. See, you're allowed to question these events when you know who has the motive, who has a history of lying. How many of the cross burnings, how many of the poop swastikas, how many of the Air Force Academy's things, basically all of them. Even if you're a racist, the left says it's only whites that are racist, which is pure crap. Why would you be in the Air Force Academy and then go write racist stuff on a vending machine under a surveillance camera? It turned out it was a leftist, you know, young black person did it, who just thought they'd get attention out of that. Trump said, I hear these attacks on synagogues and Jewish cemeteries are staged by leftists to blame me. He'd already been told by police. They already knew who did it. They already tracked the guy. He said that a week before. And a week later, they busted the leftist, Soros minion, anti-Israel Jew, self-hating Jew, who hates Israel and hates Jews. Whether you're for Israel or not, the point is you got a self-hating Jew doing this. Trump had already been told by the state police in New Jersey. He says, I hear it staged, but you shouldn't attack Jews or anybody else. Why is he having to? They're like, you need to respond at your first State of the Union that you're not attacking Jews. He's like, I love Jews. I'm not attacking them, but I hear this is fake. Oh, my God, you say it's fake. How dare you? Turns out it was staged by a Democrat to blame Trump. God, that ain't hard to figure out. I mean, this is easy. It doesn't mean everything staged, but when it's all PR produced and all right on time and days after the synagogue gets attacked and, you know, with a swastika and some gravestones get turned over, it's Trump, you better do something everywhere. He calls the police, finds out, and they go, don't worry, Mr. President, we're on him. He's been bragging about it to people. We've got informants. And then the guy pled guilty. So, see, that's what I'm trying to get people's brains around here, is that this stuff goes on. There's no drone. There's no missiles. There's no bomb. I, at a gut level, and it's almost always right, think that they had a gas fire or something blow up in a high-rise across the street. They got scared, looked like wimps running, like the, remember the guy that ran Georgia famously thought everybody was after him during the Georgia war, and he ran off, so that made everybody kick him out. So it looked really, really wimpy that, like, his whole military and everybody runs because something pops off in an apartment across the street and some smoke comes out, so they all run. And then he goes, I'm rounding everyone up. Drones fired missiles at me and killed everybody, and bombs went off. Hell, why not say Godzilla came out of the Caribbean and attacked Caracas? And then Godzilla and King Kong came out, and they were firing laser beams at each other, and then a big seven-headed Hydra came out, and it was firing poo-poo missiles at everybody, and then a huge 4,000-foot Easter Bunny came out and started vaporizing everything with laser beams. I mean, that's how ridiculous this is, but sorry, I still haven't gotten to it. Let's go ahead and go to the C-SPAN piece that's got Stelter. All the death threat made to Don Lemon and Brian Stelter. You know how many death threats I can play that people say online in their own name and go, Democrats are threatening me. We go out to Antifa events and they go, we're going to kill you. The media's like, yeah, Jones, you deserve it. But when somebody calls in on C-SPAN, and that, it sounds as funny as $3 bill, Stelter can then have conniption fits. Here it is.
On Friday, a caller to C-SPAN said he's going to shoot me and Don Lemon if he sees us.
Hey, pause again. On Friday, I had one of my interns sit there all morning calling in over and over again so I could look like a hero and echo everything I've been saying for months. Because all we can hope to do is, after bullying you and censoring you and blocking you and calling for the president's death and Wolf Blitzer doing all this, all we can do is state something or hope it happens to make us victims. But that hasn't happened yet! So I don't know what to do to all of you in flyover country. I don't know what to do. So somebody called in. And we ignore all the violence calls against conservatives and Christians and veterans. We cover up all the Islamic real killings and attacks. We funded the Arab Spring. The New York Times funded fake WMDs in Iraq. And we killed millions of people. And we're the moral high ground because we're Brian Stelter. I shaved my head to look older and more authoritarian. And did you know that I have such irritable bowel syndrome? I sit on a toilet all day at CNN. That last part's a joke.
We'll be back with Brian Stelter and what could be CNN's false flag call to C-SPAN.
Nine!
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Newsflash here. I am the karmic enforcer against the globalists, CNN, MSNBC, all of them. I am a weapon to be expended, be smashed into the enemy politically, metaphysically, culturally, spiritually, and to be expended into a ball of white fire. Du hast mich! I hate you, evil. I'm coming for you. I was born to defeat you. Prepare. Du hast mich. Everything I've done over 25 years has been leading me up and preparing me, putting more weight on each time. I figured this out like 10 years ago. More weight, 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 until I can take the massive burden that will finally be placed on my shoulders, just as has been done to Trump. They figured it out. The globalists have figured it out, and they're scared. They should be. But it's my belief in human destiny and human power that does it, not my own vision of myself. I have subserved that because that is weakness. The individual is strength, but I am a total individualist collectivist, a term I've coined, where I believe in individuals as like panopticonic compound eyes of a dragonfly, seeing the universe as God experiences life through us, and then building towards something better, but through our individual actions and assessments, constructing a new, bigger, better world and universe. So we are individuals, but we are total collectivists. But the globalists say, no, the top down, it will collectivize you. Well, that's slavery. But not the individuals coming together and building a new, better world and not forcing others to follow the ideas we have. But clearly, that always rises in its best way. And there are always outliers and systems that set up, and they're never successful. But then they come with their tail between their legs when we've built the new world and say, oh, let us in. We now agree. But really, they come in and immediately try to subverse what God has done in heaven here on earth. Because we're repeating it over and over again. Because you can't just set up new systems. You just can't set up new civilizations throughout the cosmos and then have the old, decadent, corrupt system put in place. God has to set us up and then let us go back through the process of choice, just like children growing up. And everyone instinctively knows it. We're given the blueprint. We're given the direction. The Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost doesn't set us up for failure. We're given a blueprint. We're given instruction. And God even spanks us. And God cries when we fall and fail. And that's really what it is. Let's go back to the enemy of the people. I mean, CNN and MSNBC have taken billions from China, over $1 billion from Gulf War states, Gulf dictatorships on record. Let's look it up. And they actively try to demoralize this country and destroy this nation. So does MSNBC and some of the other channels. The New York Times is the main fount of the globalist attack on America. The Washington Post is trying to emulate that. They coordinate with their newspapers. It's come out in Europe with the corrupt elements of the intelligence agencies, but they're actually outside the intelligence agencies. They set the intelligence agencies up to enter them and do bad things and then blame America. So it's a very sophisticated system where they come in, have us commit the crime, and then withdraw. Always in their lust to dominate the spirit of America, because they know they'll never control it, but if they can trick it. I mean, you know the analysts in the different agencies and different foundations. There's no one more they hate than the strong men and women in our military and the honorable people, and they're so threatened by it. So it's always a little throne-like demon, hunchback Satanist in control of our military forces, in control of the CIA, in control of everything, because they fear real men and women who actually have destiny and will being in control of it, to then interface with the people and lift up humanity and make the jump to the next level. So everything is about their obsession with harnessing us as their slaves. I am not your slaves. I'm here to empower people and loose them upon the universe through free will. And I'll die trying, but I will succeed. I am expendable. And it's the most selfish thing I've ever said. The dream of humanity in the future. I don't want to just die and have the planet get blown up in some super war with, you know, antimatter weapons in 20 years. They've already got, three countries already have them. I don't want to see some bioweapon wipe. No. I want to see us figure this out, build a real system of competition so we do strengthen people, make them compete, build them up, and then launch massive interstellar operations, interdimensional operations. Everybody wants to sign up and explore, and a lot of people are going to die doing it, but it's a beautiful thing. It's free will. And let people take experimental drugs and let people do whatever they want, you know, for life extension. I'm all about unloose it all now. Get behind me, Satan, now, Skelter. Behind me, you weak, hunchback, degenerate with half a chromosome too many. I see you, twisted demon, and the programming in you. You will fail. You will fall. It's been foretold. Out of my way. Go off and create your own system. You idiots could have sat around another 50 years, and you could have launched out and built your own thing. Just get away from us. Leave us alone. We want to be with God. That's who we serve, not Lucifer. We want the real God. That's who we serve, not you. You will never control us, you piece of filth. So, here's the false flag. That's their god. Look what they hold up as a symbol of evil. Here they are with their little false flag, Cole. I mean, if this isn't a false flag, I'm a monkey's uncle. I'm a blue-blooded baboon from planet Pluto. And now, right after they say the terror attack's coming, the threat on the press is coming, when they hype everything up and get it ready for civil war, into the fall, like I told you, and they've got Rob Reiner and all their hunchback generals up there, so pissed they're ugly and twisted, so pissed they're falling, they want to pull you down, and they announce, oh, someone's going to attack us, someone's going to get violent, when they're the only ones that stand the game from becoming martyrs, but they're all too cowardly to be the martyrs themselves, so instead there's this phone call, it's phony, as a $3 bill or Obamacare being free. Here it is.
On Friday, a caller to C-SPAN said he's going to shoot me and Don Lemon if he sees us. Now, let me just preface this by saying I'm not asking for sympathy. I don't think I'm in extreme danger. I know some of my colleagues get much worse threats than I do. CNN has a great security team, and we know how to handle this stuff. And this problem is not confined to CNN. People at Fox News and other outlets have to deal with this garbage, too. But these kinds of threats are coming in more often. So take a listen. Here's the phone call.
Don, State College, Pennsylvania, supports the criticism of the media. Don, you are on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
It all started when Trump got elected. Brian Stelter and Don Lemon from CNN called Trump supporters all racist. They don't even know us.
Okay, let me just stop it right there. I've never called all Trump supporters racist.
Suppose again, you've said he's a racist. You've said they're all bad. You pushed your crap, you race-baiting little monster. Continue.
Neither has Don Lemon. So what this guy is about to say is predicated on a lie.
They don't even know these Americans out here, and they're calling us racist because we voted for Trump? Come on, give me a break. They started the war. I see them, I'm going to shoot them. Bye.
So he says we started a war, so if he sees us, he's going to shoot us. So where did the caller get the impression that I called all Trump supporters racist?
You know, pause. I love how they say anyone criticizing the media is anti-free speech when that's just criticizing liars. But I need to be taken off the air because I'm a disease. You used a Nazi term that I am a disease, you little monster hunchback. You little ugly, twisted, lying filth. You want to bully the American people. You want to attack us all. We got your own WikiLeaks where you give Hillary the questions beforehand. You do all these horrible things. And you sit there with that call that sounds completely fake. But it doesn't matter. We get those calls every hour. I can sit for all day and play death threats. From mentally ill people, you name it, and go, oh, my God, I'm under so much danger. You are the ones that started the climate. You are the ones that pushed us into this. Continue.
Oh, that the night before on Fox, Sean Hannity played a two-year-old clip of me asking if racial anxiety was a factor in Trump's rise. Obviously, researchers have proven that, yes, racial anxiety and resentment was a factor.
Oh, why? Because the left's running around saying whites are inherently evil. Go after him. Brian Stelter is literally... like when Germany was collapsing and 4 million German troops were coming into Berlin, they put the most pathetic, you know, Hitler youth up against them. He's just a rear guard action. Soros already admits they've lost all of it, but that's who they throw up is some delusional person like Stelter. What a fraud. We'll come back with the video of what they're saying, mainstream media saying, false flag of Venezuela, and then special guest.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.